You're listening to Across the Park with Joel Kassam, Gabby Morris, and Mick Rad. Welcome to Across the Park, a very live and multi-award-winning sports show. Joel Kassam is my name, and joining me this week to talk all things sport and God knows what else, it's my dear acquaintance and friend again, Mick Rad.
I was hoping you'd say frenemy. I love that word.
Frenemy.
But I'm not. Because we're not enemies.
We're not.
But I like the word frenemy.
Why?
I don't know. Just it's a cool, what do they call it? A
word.
They put words together that are like two words but make one.
Mm.
A portmanteau, is that it?
Is that what it is?
I don't know. I like that word too.
It does sound great, doesn't it?
This is your dialogue, what don't know, your vocabulary show on 2SER.
Yeah. I mean, that's why people listen to Across the Park. They don't come for the 15 to 20 minutes of nonsense at the beginning. They don't come for the 10 minutes of sport chat. They come to learn English.
They do. Portmanteau is the blending the sounds and combining the meanings of two others. For example, motel or brunch.
Right.
Yeah, brunch is breakfast and lunch together.
What's motel then?
Well, that's a combination of a hotel and motor hotel.
Is it?
Yes, because you know how motels have like car spots like right outside the door?
Yeah.
That's a car hotel. It's like where you put the car right next to where you sleep.
Right.
I'm pretty sure that's what motel means.
Isn't that just a caravan park?
No, it's a motel.
Okay. All right. So this is very interesting, everyone. I'm glad you're tuning
welcome
in.
To Across the Dictionary.
Yeah.
You're on 2SER.
Which we quite clearly have not seen one in a very long time.
No.
Thank you for tuning in to 2SER 107.3. As I said, I'm Joel. This is Mick. We normally are joined by Gabby. If you've just tuned in the last maybe 3 or 4 weeks, you'd think, no, you're not.
Yeah.
And you'd be right, because Gabby has not been here for quite some time. We actually, all cards on the table. She's away. She's on a farm, her dad's farm, her parents' farm.
Fishing, farming.
Doing all sorts
getting
of stuff.
Getting sick, as Gabby does.
Of course. In the middle of nowhere, she's somehow caught something and is sick. Now, that's fine. But we did plan on, she was going to go to a pub tonight.
Yeah.
And we were going to call the pub in quite a radio fashion and ask to speak to her. And it was going to be quite fun. But it didn't work because she's fallen ill. So, we normally would have Gabby. She's not here this week. I guess have one show left for this year, Mick.
Yeah.
One show left.
I can't do next Friday, by the way.
No, I think we've already decided we're going to do a... We've done it. We did a live show last week, a live show this week, and next week we'll just go back to...
Live is fun, though. 2 weeks in a row is almost a record for like the last 2 years.
I don't think so. Not at all.
For years.
No. So we'll do a pre-record next week and you'll hear us. So we'll be a day late, everyone. Thanks for tuning in again. But it will be our last show of the year, and
And also, it's the last week of the year for most people working.
Next week or this week?
Well, no, for work, the working year. You know, like before everyone buggers off for Christmas and doesn't work again till after January. Not I'm saying everyone. You know, obviously a lot of people do work through because they're good, diligent workers.
Yeah, I mean, there's certain jobs that you have to. Doctor, for example.
Sure. Petrol station attendant.
Pilot.
Plenty.
Radio
hosts. This Christmas party's galore going on. You walk around on a Thursday, Friday night at the moment, and people are just like dressed up. They're all getting either fancy dress or just like nice dress and going out and getting smashed. People are taking advantage of this because for a couple of years we haven't really had this.
Yeah.
Like hectic Christmas parties. So I'm liking it. But there's something about Christmas parties where everyone just gets a little bit too drunk because they have free booze usually.
Yeah.
Right? And everyone just goes a bit crazy. So my wife had a Christmas party on a boat.
Oh, okay.
Which is dangerous.
Like, oh, very. I've done one.
5 hours on a boat in the sun, drinking booze with not very much food.
And there's no escape.
There is no. Well, there is, but
it's not a great one.
There's a few bull sharks in the harbour. You've got to be careful about that. So she doesn't love it, but she still got very burnt and very drunk and was worse the wear.
Oh, you would
afterwards,
be.
Afterwards.
If you're drinking in the sun, she's obviously, you've said she's burnt, so she's got no sunscreen on.
Well, she did, she reckons.
Okay.
But I don't believe her because she's like a lobster.
Okay. So that just makes the drinking so much worse if you're sunburned.
Totally. Oh, and she's like all tired and sunstroke and she's like, you know, what's wrong with me? I'm like, I know what's wrong with you. What's your best Christmas party? Like, have you ever had like a real kick-ass Christmas party?
Ooh, I don't know. I'm not too sure. I can't remember. Why do you have to ask such difficult questions?
Sorry. I was going to bring up mine. Because
I probably have. I just can't think of any.
Back in the IT boom when people were making money in IT, we had a Christmas party at Questacon in Canberra.
Nice.
Like, so you get at night when everyone's gone, you get the run of the whole place. You get the slide. You get all the cool Questacon.
Now, you're saying this and I've never been. So
you've never been to Questacon? It's the, like, science.
I know. And okay. It's somewhere I should have gone.
Oh, my God.
But I haven't
been. Oh, well, maybe one day.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll go as an excursion.
Oh, that'd be fun. Do a show from Questacon.
Across the park, on the road.
I'll make a note.
Across the park, on the road, to the place. I don't know. I'm just trying to make a segment here. On the road.
Across the road is fine. You can run with across the road.
Cool.
All right.
Yes. Anyway, I'm sure we always have great ideas for segments and then they never
We forget them because no one does anything about it.
No.
Well, this is normally the part of the show where we do this.
Goal, Undo, and Streaker.
Yeah.
So, would you like to go first this week?
Well, I'm struggling, to be honest, just because it's been a bit of a weird couple of weeks for me. I don't know what my... I mean... I have a lot of presents to buy, and I haven't bought any, and I'm really freaking out.
Wow, Mick.
I know.
That's bad.
I know. And also, my wife's birthday is in between Christmas and New Year, which is a very tough time to have a birthday.
Yes.
So, I have double presents to buy. And then there's like Secret Santa gifts, and then there's just things I've got to do, and I just haven't done any of it.
I've
got 1 week to go, Joel. I mean, and this is not a goal, our own goal. It's probably an own goal, really.
This is definitely an
own
goal.
This is a huge own goal, because I know Christmas is at the same time every year. It's not a surprise.
It's not a streaker, yeah.
Like, I know it's coming, and I don't like thinking about Christmas until I really, really have to, and now I'm like, I've really got to think about it now.
Well, that's very naughty of you.
Is it?
Yeah.
Am I not going to get any presents from Santa?
You've got no time.
Am I on the naughty list?
Oh, definitely.
Oh, damn.
Definitely.
What do I do? Do I just go to the shops on a crazy weekend? Like, this
you
weekend is going
to
be
you
hectic.
Can't, this is, it's too late to order online. You have to go to the shops.
No, I don't want to.
You have to.
I've got a busy weekend with other stuff.
No. Oh, no. You don't now. You cancel those plans.
Can I just get vouchers?
Sure, if that's what you want to do. That's up to you.
Julia might not like that.
No. I think you should do something better.
Okay.
Sunscreen is a good
tickets to a boat.
All right. That's all for you. That's
no, really, like I really do not have much to offer other than that, and I guess you know, that's it.
Yep.
I it's all I'm consumed of right now, and I'm so lethargic about it, and I've got to do
I get it.
And I'm just like
I understand.
Find out next week whether I actually got anything.
Okay. For me, my goal was over a week ago now. It was my partner's birthday.
That's right.
Now, I'm sure I've mentioned on this show before, we've been running for like 5 years, so I've definitely had birthdays in that time. That I dislike my own birthday. I don't like it. It's just not for me. Whatever. But when it's her birthday, yeah, that's fun. Because I like to give presents, and she got some presents, and it makes me very happy. I actually bought presents, Mick. You wouldn't understand that.
It's what'd you buy? What'd you get?
I'm not going to tell you what I got.
No, is it a secret?
It's between us, yeah.
Were they like sexy presents?
No. Just nice gifts.
Okay. But I just need ideas.
Gutter,
I need ideas, Joss.
Well, we'll talk off air about what you should get.
Okay. All right. Are you a good present giver? I think you are. You're a good present giver.
I think she's a much better present giver than I am. Oh. And that's, I mean, great for me because I get awesome presents, you know what I mean? But yeah, I don't think I'm as good as she is. So, But I don't have an own goal this week because you and I had a little chat before the show and you've had some stuff going on and it's not fair for me to do an own goal this week.
Oh.
I'm going to skip it.
All right.
But my streaker is back onto the parties and stuff.
Mm.
There's been a few parties recently for me and I don't know. I just love it. You know,
you love a party.
You know, not even a party, just a get together. I had a get together with some mates. We do it every year at Christmas, at our friend Adrian's house.
I wasn't invited.
Well, this is like a school friend, so don't feel too offended. We do this every single year.
Yeah, nice.
And then you know, like the other night, my family came around for dinner. We got this new outdoor setting, and everyone came in at dinner. It was lovely.
I wasn't invited.
Love it all. Again, it's family. Yeah, I mean, I do consider you family, but. Look, I should have invited you. That's on me. I'm sorry.
Far out. I mean, you know.
My own goal is not inviting Mick anywhere, clearly.
Obviously. That's all right. I'm doing music trivia next week, but Christmas music trivia.
Mm-hmm.
And Julia's been boning up on Christmas music, and we've been listening to Christmas music nonstop for like a month, pretty much, because she's obsessed. She's got to win. She has to win.
Yeah.
And I get it. I mean, it's Christmas music. She loves it, and it's a niche thing though. Like, and I like to think I know music, but I don't know Christmas music. So I'm going to be pretty useless.
Okay, it's true. You do your. If I had a music question, I would come to you.
Oh, nice.
But yeah, Christmas songs are a bit different, aren't they? They're not. You know, you only listen to them a very brief time of the year.
Unless
maybe
you're,
for a month.
I've got a weirdo friend who listens to them like. All year round. He doesn't listen to Christmas music.
Okay.
Christmas. I know, it's really weird. He's coming too. We're going to win.
Good. You should win. Look, I like Christmas songs. They make me happy. They remind me of like, I'm going to be seeing my family and all that sort of stuff. It makes me happy.
Nice.
So I do like Christmas songs, I like Christmas carols. There's a few bangers, for sure.
Bangers?
I mean, I don't know if I listen to them all year
there's
round.
There's no banger Christmas.
There's a few bangers.
What?
I don't know. There's a few.
No. Good King Wenceslas. I mean, that's not a banger.
What is that track? I don't know that
Good
one.
Good King Wenceslas, look down. Oh, it's a
no,
really,
I don't
it's
know
a really
that
gaudy,
one.
Gaudy one.
Okay.
Come on. I'm an atheist, but even
some of those religious ones I quite enjoy.
Sure.
Again, they just make me happy because they remind me of other things.
He's the reason for the season, Joel.
No, he's not.
No.
We're not getting into that because I'll do several shows on why that's not true. Shouldn't have said that while you were drinking. All right. But look, okay. Good luck to you. Thanks. I hope you go well.
Yeah. I'll let you know next week how we went.
I think that's a cool idea, though. Yeah. So what sort of questions will they ask, though? Who wrote?
Well, all sorts, because there's modern Christmas music too, right? We're not just talking Mariah Carey and whatever. Mm. There's every year, there's like artists that release their own Christmas music.
Mm.
So that's sort of part of it as well. It's like knowing what the latest Christmas songs are, Christmas albums that have come out and stuff. Lizzo's done some.
Okay.
Casey Musgraves, pretty popular. Earth Boy did a Christmas record last year.
Mm.
So, you know, okay. you gotta keep up to date with the Christmas music trends.
Right. Very difficult. That sounds very hard. Another thing about Christmas songs.
Yeah.
So, as you said, your friend listens to them all year round.
Mm-hmm.
They're not the sort of... Like, I listen to particular bands, and then I'll go watch those bands play, and I love it, and you cheer at the end of a song, and you clap
you
or whatever.
Cheer?
Like, clap, you know what I mean.
What, on Spotify?
No, if you go to see them live.
Oh, right,
What I'm getting to is Christmas music, you don't go and... there's no concert that you... I guess there is.
Well, it's Carols by Candlelight.
There is, isn't there?
Yeah.
Carols in the Domain and all that sort of stuff.
Sure.
Yeah, okay. But the other one is anthems.
What?
Like national anthems.
Oh, right. Right? What's a banger of an anthem?
You don't go to a concert to watch. I mean, I'm sure there are some bangers.
Yeah.
There would be.
I like the Canadian one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I heard a great joke about that one is how all Canadians are confused by their own country and their song starts and they go, oh, Canada. Which is great.
That's quite good.
That's good. Can't remember who I said that. Someone funny, obviously. Right, so we've talked about bangers.
Sure.
What about MASH?
The Monster MASH?
Sure. No. Mm. Okay. Anyway, my point was you can't go to a concert and watch people play national anthems. And
no, you can't. That's probably not
one of those sort of songs. And then the other music is music that what do they call it? Like, if you go to get a massage or whatever, they've always got that music playing, you know, that very relaxing music.
Like,
there's no concert
loop
for that, no. Right? What am I talking about? This is a sports show. You wouldn't know it. Should we talk a bit of sport, or have you got other stuff to talk about that?
No, let's go sport.
We've got nothing to do with anything.
Let's go sport. I think we've got a few things we can discuss at this time of year.
Yes. All right. Hang on. Let me find a good little sting for this. This one.
All sitting around on their bloody bums.
Right.
What's that from? Sitting around their bloody bums? That sounds familiar, that voice.
Really? It's Alan Jones.
Is it really? Oh, God. Well, I wish I didn't know.
All right. So here we go. With a bit of... that's not it. With a bit of...
This is working well.
What's happened? What's going on with all my things? With a bit of...
Oh, ho, ho, it's magic!
No.
Remember that? That was Magic Round. I put that in.
Oh, that's yours, is it? Yeah. Okay, that makes sense. That's so good, Mick. That's funny. All right, no, we are doing...
Sport!
Hey!
All
and
right.
Of course, we are at the very, very pointy end of the FIFA World Cup.
Some would call it the tip.
Jesus, Joel. It's a family show. This tournament has been great. And look, and I know that I think there was a lot of doubt at the start of this tournament that Qatar, the controversy, there was no beer in the stadiums, you know, no homosexuals. Like, Qatar nearly screwed this up big time. And somehow the sport, football has been the winner.
Yeah.
Because there's been some rip-snorting games.
Mm.
And the attitude of the players on the field, I think they've risen above any of the controversy that the host country has, you know, brought upon themselves.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's been great. It's been such an awesome tournament. I love the World Cup every time it's on.
Yeah.
We are at the last two games. Two more to go. And then they have this thing called the third, fourth playoff in the World Cup. Now, what is the bloody point of that?
What do you get, a medal? Or?
Well, what do you get, a medal? Just... I mean, who cares who's third and fourth? No one gives a crap. No one even cares who's second, to be honest.
Yeah.
So why would you bother? Do you remember who was third and fourth in 2018, 4 years ago? No, of course you don't. No. It was Belgium who beat England in the third, fourth playoff.
Right.
Even England couldn't even win that. Like,
yeah.
It's, you know.
Yeah.
And as we saw, England... screwed up once again with the worst penalty attempt you could ever see by far out. What's his name?
An English player.
Yeah, no.
I don't. I'm telling you now, I do not know. Don't look at me as if I'm going to know, because I don't know.
Kane. Is it Kane?
Sure.
Yes.
Michael Kane.
No.
No.
Harry Kane.
Harry Kane, of course. I knew that.
He launched his ball into bloody orbit.
Yeah.
It was a terrible penalty kick. And he got one, and then they went for the second one and screwed it up.
You're allowed to have two.
Well, no. I mean, he got the first penalty goal, which gave England one goal.
Oh, in the game.
Yeah, they didn't score any proper goals. They had to rely on penalties, because that's how
ordinary
they were. I can't remember. I think last week we were talking about how I was hoping it wouldn't be, you know, like an Argentina, France... getting through because it was too boring.
Yeah.
Well, that's what happened. Argentina and France have gotten through.
Yeah.
So they're the two players in the final. It's all about Messi. It's all about Mbappe. It's the two players that are in the same bloody team in the Paris Saint-Germain who are playing against each other.
Yeah.
For their countries for the big final. 2 a.m. Monday morning.
Monday morning, yeah. Now, these are the only two teams that happen to beat Australia as well. beat Australia.
Don't we love to talk about this? Because everyone's like, well, Australia obviously came third. I mean, we were beaten by them.
Why are you doing this third playoff?
Yes.
Forget about it. Australia got third, obviously.
Obviously. We only got beat by those two countries, and only just. Like, we were close to Argentina. France maybe not so much, but we're pretty close to Argentina.
France wasn't bad for the first half.
Yeah.
Argentina was much closer. It was an arm.
An arm, yes.
That stopped a draw.
Totally.
So what do you reckon?
Yeah, I'm not too sure. Just have a look at that top message there.
Okay, I'm going to look at the top message. Okay. Anyway, my mind is not in the gutter. Thank you. Live radio. I love it.
How good's live radio? I don't know. I'm not too sure. I guess I would probably lean more towards France.
Yeah.
Going back to back.
Well, it has been done twice before.
Ah, shit.
Oh, was this a trivia question? You know I know these answers. Oh, sorry, I won't say who it was.
Oopsie daisies. Well, you're going to do pretty good in this quiz later on, mate. Hey! That's all I'm saying.
Look, this is Messi's last World Cup game. I think everyone's pretty sure.
And yeah. Is he?
I've been looking at... Is he sure? I guess.
Okay.
Probably not, actually.
Yeah.
I feel like...
Chicken tonight?
No, shut up. You know the good guys of sport? And they're good because they're really good players, but they're also like seem like decent people.
Yes.
I would put Roger Federer in that class.
Yeah.
You know, you can't find anything not to like about him. Like he's really bloody good, but he's not too arrogant. You know, he seems like a decent person. Oh, Ash Barty, of course. Lionel Messi is in that category because he's not a prick.
Okay.
You know, a lot of big footballing names, they're just not nice people. They don't seem to be nice people. Messi, one of the most... the richest footballers in the world, he seems okay. Like, he doesn't seem like a dickhead.
Mm.
So, for that reason and that reason alone, I want Argentina to win with him playing his last World Cup game and he can win. He's won everything, but he hasn't won a World Cup yet. So, this is his moment to shine.
Now, his name is obviously Messi. In English, that has a different meaning. Or has a meaning, I should say.
It's also Lionel. It's not Lionel. Lionel.
That's right.
Sounds much better.
What are the papers going to run with? They're obviously going to throw that name in there somewhere. Is it going to be if France win, France get Messi? If Argentina win,
it'll just be what a Messi.
What a Messi. That's good.
That is going to be the headline. If Messi scores or has a great game, which he will. If Argentina win, Messi will play well.
He has to score.
It'll be what a Messi.
Yeah. That's very good.
No worries. That's why I...
Off the cuff. That was nice.
Thanks.
We're getting good at this after 190 episodes.
Because it doesn't roll off... Like, Mbappe is the big French player, right? Yeah. Like, it doesn't roll off the tongue. Like, you can't make a pun out of that.
Yeah.
Mbappe, Mbappe. I mean, that's not going to work.
No.
Just excuse me while I...
Oh, very good. You hope you feel better.
I'm fine.
Now...
you should just cough on live radio.
Yeah, so as you said, the game is 2 a.m. Monday morning our time. I think it's... I actually don't know what it is their time, but it doesn't really matter because we are here.
Yeah, exactly.
I did have a few stats about it. Argentina and France have played 3 times previously in the World Cup. Argentina won the first 2 meetings in 1930 and 1978.
1930, so, famously the very first World Cup. And who won? We know, because last week you asked that question.
Did I?
Who won the very first World Cup? And I said, I didn't know. And it was Uruguay.
Uruguay, yeah.
And they won 1930.
Okay. And so France won the other game in 2018. So much, much closer, obviously. And then France went on to win.
In Russia, I think it was 20, whatever year it was, 2018, was it? I think Argentina was beaten by France in the semi-final to get to the final, I think.
Yeah.
It was a close game.
Yeah, so there were 16 teams left at the time, so that's the semis, isn't it?
No, 16 right. Quarterfinals, yeah.
All right.
But just quickly, last thing in the World Cup. The FIFA organization is now reconsidering. Remember we talked about they're going to move from 32 teams to 48 teams, potentially?
Mm-hmm.
That might not happen now, because FIFA has seen how good this tournament is with 32 teams, and they're like, maybe we shouldn't be expanding to 48. So they're reconsidering that idea, which I think is very, very good, because they should not do 48 teams. Bad idea. Anyway, we'll see what happens.
All right. We will keep you updated here at Across the Park.
Yes. Other sport?
Sure. Cricket.
Cricket. Australia, South Africa starts tomorrow.
It does. This is exciting, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Because poor West Indies, they came here for 2 games and were absolutely thrashed, especially in the second game.
Yeah.
I think we spoke about this last week. Everyone loves the West Indies, so seeing them get absolutely hammered is quite upsetting, you know?
Yeah, but we saw some glimpses, right? Like, I know they got done, but we saw some glimpses of a few young up-and-coming players
definitely.
Who could definitely get them rolling again. We'll have to wait and see because I probably won't be out here for another 4 years.
Yeah.
Or whatever. But we'll go over there.
We may go there.
It's usually how it works. Like every 2 years you play the country's home and away. You know, it's how it used to work. But yeah, it was a thrashing. I mean, and it was great to sort of get the batting displays of people like Marnus and even Travis Head at home had a great knock last week.
Yeah.
But now we're going to the Gabba. Very, very, very green Gabba. For South Africa, who are one of the best test playing cricket nations in the world. So this is going to be a lot harder.
Yeah, this should be much more of a close. It's a 3-test series, right?
Yep, Gabba, MCG, Boxing Day Test Match, and then Sydney.
Sydney.
So three of the East Coast, I guess. It used to be that the Gabba used to get the first test of the whole summer, but no, not this time.
Well, was the West Indies games, are they early? I feel like we played tests a little bit longer into January.
Yeah, because usually there's a test around Australia Day. Well, it used to be. They used to have the Adelaide test around Australia Day, but now I think we're all wrapped up by the middle of January.
Yeah, because we got to go to England and play over there.
But isn't that... When's that?
I think that's like February.
What's in February?
The Ashes.
What, that early?
Or even earlier.
No. We'll go there later in the year, like May, June.
Oh.
Anyway.
That would make more sense because it's a summer sport. And they'd be overplaying in winter, wouldn't they? Yeah. Well, okay, so they must play South Africa then in a few one-day matches and maybe some T20s to throw in.
Probs.
So, yes, that's something to look forward to tomorrow. I think we said about 11:30 kickoff.
11:20 is the kickoff up in the Gabba, in Woolloongabba, just south of the Brisbane River. Lovely spot.
Lovely. Gorgeous.
I don't know the team yet. I think we haven't found out yet. They haven't really named exactly.
No, I'm pretty sure they have.
Oh, I'm looking for it. I can't find it.
Have they not? I just saw that Boland was still in.
I'm pretty
sure Cummins is back to
but
captain.
If Cummins is back in, he's captain, sure, but is someone else out or is it the same team? No, it's the same team. I think it's exactly the same as the West Indies squad.
Well, it can't be if Cummins is back in. Someone is out. Hey, look, we'll find out by the time next week's show is on.
All right.
We'll let you know.
Yeah, good.
You would have already watched the 5-day game, whatever. In the women's, Australia's returning great. Elise Perry has underlined her enduring excellence with a match-winning innings to
enduring
put her
excellence.
Side in charge of the T20 series in Mumbai. Have you seen this? They're playing some games over in India.
So cool.
The crowds are enormous.
Isn't this it's so good?
So good.
Yeah.
I love it.
I wish I'd seen a cricket game when I was in India. I went to India and I saw cricket in the streets, but I didn't go to an actual game. But I think it's actually quite hard to get into as well. Like, to get a ticket
is
impossible.
Sounds like it, yeah. So they're up 2-1 in the series at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
Elise Perry scored her fastest ever. Her highest. No. She did something really well.
Longest.
No, she was in there for like 15 seconds and scored a whole heap of runs to help us win.
Yep.
She's returned from injury.
So good.
She's so good. And the BBL started as well. So Sydney Thunder and Melbourne Stars launched the 12th edition on Tuesday night down in your old hood, Canberra.
Monica Oval.
Yes, that's right. There's 44 days of BBL.
Holy crap.
To watch.
every day?
Every single day except for Christmas.
Oh, Christmas Day doesn't get it.
There is BBL on.
There's basketball on Christmas Day, as we know.
Yes, that's right. The Sydney Kings are playing the whatever you call it. They are playing. Hey, listen.
Yeah.
There's so much to talk about, Mick, but we got to do a game before we get out of here.
All right. We got to wrap it up.
You could tell on my face I did not mean that one. All right. Question one, which you pretty much know the answer to.
Uh-huh.
Who are the only two teams to lift the World Cup trophy in two consecutive years?
Brazil and far out is it Italy?
Yes, I knew it.
It was like Italy in 1934 or 1938 or something like that, like early on.
I'll tell you. You're very close. 1938.
Eight.
Very good. And Brazil four. Was 1964.
Two. Okay.
Great
nice.
Work, Michael.
Thank you. Thank
this
you, Joel.
This is riveting radio, as they say. Hopefully back next week. With,
Stay tuned on 2SER for much more riveting live radio.
Yeah, I reckon. Gay Waves is up next. Hello, team next door.
Yay.
You are about to go to air. I wish you all the best. All right. Well, that's... Mick, I've got to talk for 20 seconds.
Really?
So, 15 seconds.
We can switch over right early.
We probably should.
I mean, we could. Well, play us out for the tune.
Yeah, okay.
Go.
Here's a song. See you next week, everyone. Bye.
Bye.